Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 4th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Donald Trump has thrown his support behind Andrew Cuomo in New York's mayoral race, warning he may restrict federal funding if Democratic frontrunner Zohran Mamdani wins. "You must vote for Cuomo. Mamdani is not capable," Trump posted on Truth Social. Mamdani dismissed the remarks as a threat, while Cuomo called it less an endorsement and more opposition to Mamdani. Polls show Mamdani leading, with Republican Curtis Sliwa trailing behind. If elected, Mamdani would become the city's first Muslim mayor and its youngest in a century. The race highlights a deep political divide and Trump's continuing influence over his hometown. Another news. As the government shutdown drags into its second month, the Trump administration will use $5.25 billion in emergency funds to provide half the usual food stamp benefits to 42 million Americans. Federal judges in Massachusetts and Rhode Island ordered the USDA to release the funds after the department warned that the well has run dry. The shutdown, now the longest in U.S. history, has frozen key federal programs. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the process has to follow legal steps, but payments could go out as early as Wednesday. States will receive guidance today on distributing the reduced benefits amid mounting economic strain. Another news? Federal prosecutors have charged two men in Michigan with plotting a mass shooting inspired by the Islamic State during Halloween weekend. Authorities say Mohamed Ali and Majed Mahmoud scouted bars in Detroit's Ferndale suburb, an area known for its LGBTQ+ community, and stockpiled guns, ammunition, and tactical gear. A third juvenile suspect remains unnamed. The FBI tracked the group through encrypted chats and phone surveillance, where they allegedly referred to Pumpkin as code for the attack date. Attorney General Pam Bondi called it a major ISIS-linked terror plot. The suspects are set to appear in court in Detroit today, around the world. Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, is setting its sights on 30 million visitors during Visit Malaysia 2026. City Hall has unveiled a calendar featuring 35 major events to highlight local arts, culture, and heritage. Mayor Dadak Seri Maimuna Maud Sharif said the initiative reflects the public-private people partnership model and builds on momentum from the recent ASEAN summit. Key attractions include the Kuala Lumpur Orchestra Festival in May and the lighting of Bukit Bintang City Center. Officials hope strong turnout will make the city a leading regional tourism hub, capturing more than half of Malaysia's projected 46 million visitors. Another news, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has rejected cooperation with Washington unless the U.S. ends its support for Israel and withdraws from the Middle East. Speaking in Tehran, Khamenei accused the U.S. of seeking submission, not partnership. His remarks follow months of tension after Israel's June airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites, a conflict that briefly drew U.S. involvement. A ceasefire remains in place, but nuclear talks are frozen. While President Trump says America is ready for a deal, Tehran insists talks will resume only on equal footing. Khamenei warned Iran's strength is its best defense against foreign interference. Another news, Thailand and Cambodia have begun pulling back heavy weapons along their contested border, marking a major step toward peace after a deadly five-day conflict. The withdrawal follows an enhanced ceasefire signed last week in Kuala Lumpur, witnessed by U.S. President Donald Trump. Thai officials said demining operations have already started, with 13 zones being cleared. Cambodia has agreed to remove rocket systems, artillery, and tanks in three phases by year's end. Both nations plan joint efforts to combat cybercrime and settle border disputes. Analysts say the move could stabilize one of Southeast Asia's most volatile frontiers. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.